I'm engaging some deep breathing, ladies and gentlemen. In through the nose and out through the mouth to try to relax this Friday afternoon after this hellacious week of news. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We like to end our show every Friday with what I like to call What's Good, Local, and Overlooked. Is brought to us every week by my friend and colleague at Civic Media, Terry Barr. I always look forward to hearing what you have to share with us, Terry, because we all need some good things, especially given our poor brewers. The struggle is real.
Breaking my heart. I know yours too. Hopefully tonight. Tonight they're going to do it.
Listen, They swept the Dodgers 6-0 during the regular season. I don't know why they can't put four together starting today. So let's do it.
Well, for something good, how about an old-fashioned at your favorite supper club?
Love it.
Along with those deep breathing, you'll be all fine then. It is Friday night, of course, and a lot of people are probably heading out for their fish fry at their favorite spots. Well, now two groups in the state actually teamed up to find the top supper clubs for, not fish, prime rib. It is being dubbed the Prime Rib Supper Club Trail, and it basically makes its way around Wisconsin. So you can have this map in your hands, and you can hit all these different supper clubs. So here's what Kate Lee Kessler, who is with the Wisconsin Beef Council, says about it.
We know that we have a lot to brag about in Wisconsin when it comes to our prime rib and our supper club tradition. We just saw nominations from our folks who love supper club, love enjoying that tradition with their families. And so that's how we got the 16 that are currently on our list. And we already have hundreds that are on our nomination form for next year. People have been throwing them in left and right. In the meantime, it's just been a lot of fun to see all the excitement for 2025. We have folks from out of town who ask, what is a supper club? I always just say it's the culture, right? It's when you walk in and they greet you with a friendly smile, you grab that old fashioned at the bar and you anxiously await your seat. It's people come together over great food and camaraderie.
Isn't that the truth?
It is.
16 spots all around the state to give a try. Delicious adventures ahead, Maggie. That's what I would say. So here is the Packing House in Milwaukee made the list. And it is family owned, made from scratch food. So,
I love the Packing House.
Oh, good, good.
It is one of my Dell Bar
in Wisconsin, yes. Dells.
Ooh.
Third generation supper club. If you go northwest up to Rice Lake, Layman's has been run by the same family. And I saw some photos. It looks like it's probably still set back in the 1930s, which is so cool. And then, you know, places like the Pine Creek Pit Stop, that's in Ashland. This one is just off the ATV, UTV trails. And of course, has a soup and salad bar, all you can eat.
It's only a supper club salad bar, Terry, if the salad bar has canned beets, right?
Yes. Yes.
Cold bean salad, right? Like, yes. Has to be on there. Of course, soup is included with the salad. Like, maybe also, I would also probably put this in a requirement for a proper Wisconsin supper club salad bar. Canned peaches with cottage cheese.
That is so right on. And there's always got to be those weird little like crackers with the cheese spread. You got to have that too.
A little Merck's cheese, a little Pine River spreadable cheese. That stuff is delicious. Maybe also some pickled veg at your table already if you're doing true supper club style. And I just wanted to say this very briefly about the Packing House restaurant. Not only is it family-owned, I have never had a bad meal there in 15 years. Ooh. No, they are not a paid sponsor. I just love good supper clubs. They also have incredibly lovely, typically jazz music on the weekends.
Ooh, I like that.
And like, can you get a better vibe? A traditional family-owned supper club in the city of Milwaukee with great live jazz music, a perfect prime rib, great fish fry. Mm. And here's the other thing that I love about the Packing House. You see all of Milwaukee in the Packing House.
Oh, that's the best.
It is every kind of person from every kind of background. And that makes it super special because there's nothing.
Everybody elbow to elbow. It's yeah. all good.
Bellied yeah. up at the bar. I also got to give love. One of my favorite moments and memories from law school is a bunch of us, like 10, 12 of us on Fridays, would go to the Avenue, which is on East Washington Avenue, and you'd have about a 2-hour wait for a table because we were such a big group and they didn't take reservations. So we'd slug back some old fashions and usually have some yucks. This one time in particular, we finally got seated in their big, huge, huge dining room. That's also kind of a supper club thing. You pack in at the bar and then there's this big old dining room. Anyways, we get into the dining room, Terry, and we see a table that had about 3 or 4 of our law professors at it. And we were all sauced up and we're like, what's the harm in sending them a couple of bottles? You know, because there were a bunch of us, we could split the cost.
So we sent
our professors a couple bottles of the vino at the Avenue Bar and Grill on East Washington Avenue.
Yeah.
Go Badger. Go Badgers.
Well, it used to be such a great place to go see sports and everything too. But if you want to see this map and the whole list, go to Beef, B-E-E-F, Tips, .com. That's it. Beeftips.com. If you don't like the list you see there, they're taking nominations for next year.
For next year. Listen, you just said the magic words, Terry. Beef Tips. I think I know what I'm getting for dinner tonight. Beeftips.com. Check out Wisconsin's best prime rib delivering supper clubs. That's going to do it for me. Stick around, folks. To ease into the weekend even further, we got Pete Schwabba coming up next with Nightlight. Always a good listen. I will be tuning in. I hope you do too. Go Brewers. I love you, Terry. Have a great weekend. And remember, folks, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. I'll see you at No Kings.